You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Thing is, I do have a Dunedin band right here in the studio. We are joined by SOG, who are here to talk about their debut album, Kill Your Oppressors. The band is composed of Ollie Kemet, Noel Hill, and Ruben Tollock. They're in here with me in the studio. Good morning, gang. How are we?
Yeah, not bad.
Good.
Thanks.
Nice. Enjoying a day off from due to the teacher's strike?
I didn't get to sleep, and I had to wake up earlier to get here.
Yeah, that's probably that.
Okay.
The day hasn't started
Apologies.
The day hasn't started yet.
Fair enough. Do you have any words for the teachers who are striking at the moment?
Good on you.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. Do well.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the big people screwing you over.
Very fair. Very, very fair. I want to talk briefly about Life on One Chord premiere, because you all played at that, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, cool.
Cool?
There was more than one chord played.
Yeah, cool. Multiple chords being played.
Yeah. I mean,
Life in Two Chords, maybe.
During Bridesmaid, my cymbal stands fell apart, but no one noticed, so it was okay.
Did you cope okay with that?
I managed.
Yeah.
I just switched to the hi-hat for the rest of the song.
Nice.
So, yeah, we also had to, like, aura farm and, like, in front of 1,300 people, because, like, there was no like, stage to get on and off. You just were sort of elevated on this platform.
Uh-huh.
And then just had to stand there while each person did their, like, set. So it was, like, it was a little bit awkward, but by the end it was cool. You know?
True. Yeah. And did Civil Talk play with you all as well?
Yes, Tane Cotton made an appearance. We played Crystallator by Dimmer.
Yes, no, that's the video I saw. Love that track to it, say. Incredible song. In the thanks section of the Bandcamp page for the CP, there are many thanks given. There's Dunedin Sound, Fugazi, Bunchy's Big Score, Radio 1, and Skyrim. Who's thanking Skyrim?
Me!
Yeah, what do you want to thank Skyrim for?
The intense storytelling, the great dialogue.
Intense storytelling, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I would say
intense. Gucci lollygagging. Do you all play Skyrim?
No.
I've played Skyrim.
You've
like
dabbled
once.
You've dabbled.
I've completed it 7 times.
Yeah.
I found it overrated.
Yeah, I think so too. I played it when it came out, and playing it again, it just gets it's diminishing returns.
While I don't think it's as good as people say it is, I appreciate the atmosphere. That's what brought
me in. The vibes,
the freedom, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of the combat, everything else is sort of a bit.
It's a bit trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bethesda is just kind of overrated.
They are very overrated. Like, yeah, they make the same game every three years.
Fallout is just the same game every time with a slightly different story, I fear.
Mm-hmm.
The best one being New Vegas, obviously.
Of course.
But that's why we just thanked Skyrim.
Just Skyrim.
Well, New Vegas doesn't have, like, Aurora Borealis in the sky. That's one thing you got to give Skyrim.
Yeah.
A few games have that. Now, the album that you've just released about 2 weeks ago is called Kill Your Oppressor, and it urges the audience to do that very thing. But if we were to do that, what would happen to my 7 investment properties and my mortgages? What would, you know...
They would gleefully go away.
Mm, I don't know if I want that, though. I admit,
I want that.
Yeah, well.
We can take it off your hands.
I don't know if that's a good idea, though.
I'm sure there's people who want it.
No, I'm sure there are very much people who want it, that the tenants aren't particularly happy. The politics on this thing, though, more than anything, they feel like a sort of a cry for help.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a band who's part of a generation who are acutely aware of the lack of a future they're being offered, and you're getting quite mad, fairly. When did you realise that putting that kind of energy into music made you feel a little bit better?
I mean, when we started as a band, we were a bunch of 13-year-olds playing Chats covers.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I'd say at the start of last year, I think it was me, I started looking at different styles to play, and I was like, well, I don't really have anything to sing about going on, like I don't have anything going on in my head to talk about myself.
Mm.
So, but I've got a lot of things I'm angry about seeing in the world, so it's kind of a focused frustration.
Mm. Mm.
I don't think that answered your question, but yeah.
It sounds like you did, when you're 13-ish.
Yeah.
You realised that, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, got into Da 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 and I was like... Ooh. Yeah, well, actually, I got into Da 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 and I was like... And then I kind of mixed that with I was also into 80s hardcore at the time. So I kind of mixed the two elements. I was like...
Like Ratatouille and like Remy, you know, when he has the cheese and he has the like piece of fruit and he puts them together. Yeah, like that.
I just hit things, so, you know, that's all
that,
I do.
That kind of just makes, that's just part of the package for
you. I mean, like, I don't really think I have a specific style of playing. I just play loudly, and that's all I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to play, be good. I don't need to be in time. I don't need to be complicated or anything. I just need to hit it loud.
Mm.
And then people can't hear if I mess up, if their, like, ears are just sore and they're hurting.
Mm.
So that's my take on SOG and how I contribute.
I did get permanent like tinnitus.
I was gonna say, you want people's ears to hurt, but you also, you know, gotta wear ear protection.
Yeah, well, it came specifically from like an earplug falling out at like, I think it was an Amped gig, shout out Natasha.
Yeah.
The GOAT, last year, and like, I was just right up against Ruben's like crash.
Oh,
just
yeah.
kept going. There's like one song was just push, 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 push for like 2 minutes. And yeah, it's now it's just right is slightly quieter now.
But if we take it back to talking about the politics on the album, I think a lot of it is like, if we talk about the title track "Kill Your Oppressor," it's kind of a broad statement rather than like a targeted one.
Mm.
Like it's more so a, you should recognize that you are being oppressed and you should do something about it rather than we're speaking out against this specific issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, like, a lot of the songs are an amalgamation of different issues and talking about that.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's the frustration of lack of awareness, you know?
Mm-hmm. And being kind of trapped in a system that we don't really have an answer to the end of, unfortunately. Yeah. Although I did see in the press release for this, you were also talking about the three-headed Taniwha government on this thing.
I mean, it's
kind of generally.
Yeah, I mean, we do live in New Zealand and we're kind of oppressed by the three-headed Taniwha.
Mm.
So, anybody want to talk about that?
I mean, I mean, they're bad, but like, we could always be worse. But like, you know, but you still got to stand up for shit. I mean, like, Winston Peters.
Doesn't even deserve any time of day.
Yeah, he's senile at this point.
It's nuts how long he's been in politics.
It's
surreal.
It's odd.
It's like looking through family photos and just seeing this one weird, like, creepy uncle, and he just doesn't age, doesn't change in all the photos.
And everyone kind of just wants him to leave.
He just
won't. And he just hangs around.
Like a bad smell.
Yeah.
It's nuts. There's this whole weird, gothy, loud, young music scene emerging in Otsipotsi with the likes of Vagina Dry, Uno Juno, Iris, Yol, Civil Talk, The Pink Opaque. It's a pretty politically liberating vibe to it all. It feels a bit anarchic and progressive. What's it like being a part of that scene?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
Mm. It seems very collaborative.
Yeah. Mm. No, everyone seems to work together and help each other out and, like, give advice when needed. Like, we've seen that a lot because we've gotten lots of advice and lots of help from other bands, specifically any band that Caleb Tulloch or Reef have been in.
I mean, it's also helpful because all those, well, we call them the older bands, but like the Vagina Dries, you know, Junos, they all kind of stem from like two bands.
Mm.
So, like, everybody knows everybody, which is really cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I guess yours is like the big father that like and houses all of that.
Unites
you know?
It all.
Yeah,
the glue that.
Yeah. The foundations.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you got all the bands our age as well, like with Amped and just people getting out there, seek help, Aeris, Talking Furniture, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good community.
Everyone's really nice, like extremely nice, nicest people you'll ever meet.
Mean.
Yeah.
Mean. Give it some time, it'll fall apart. I'm kidding.
Yeah. it always does.
Oh man! One thing I really appreciate on this album is how disgusting the bass sounds. I was mentioning before off air, you know, it's always good to have a rock act who utilizes bass in an interesting way. Does it take much to give it that sort of grime?
Weirdly, I'm not like the pedal nerd. It's Ollie usually. He's like,
I could shed some light on what makes the bass sound.
Please,
like the bass.
Please do. Please do.
There's a pedal builder in Hamilton called Firehorse FX, and I bought his. He calls it the MIG, but I'm pretty sure it's like a Black Russian Big Muff clone.
Mm.
And I put that on the bass on the album, and it sounds gnarly.
Mm.
It's really cool.
and layering these multiple layers of bass.
Yeah.
Mm.
Multi-track your bass, guys.
Mm.
Yeah, there's like one part. Yeah, I mean, for like the last song, seventh track, Fuck Bigots. No, that's Fuck Bigots Come. Yeah, that's, yeah, double-tracked bass, really. I think it's even like triple.
Yeah,
tracked,
no,
something.
It's double tracked in the verses, triple tracked in the choruses, kind
of. Yeah, I guess it was just a matter of like it's only drums, bass, and vocals. So I guess just having it go as hard as possible. And I love the like, was it like reverse reverb effect on your vocals in that
song?
Yeah,
yeah. There's reverse reverbs.
That's,
whoa,
yeah, that's really cool.
And I mean, speaking of recording, big shout out to Nick Ruffin, Southlink Studios. What he does over there is magical.
He's awesome.
He's a legend.
We have some good stories about
him. Oh, we've got some great stories. Not all for ear, but, like, he's such a funny guy. Like, yeah. At one point, we watched some, like, Creed videos in the studio.
And now I'm sick. Is that them? And I'm sick. Yeah.
No, it was, like...
I think they're a Christian rock band, right?
Maybe.
I thought the dude thought he was like Jesus.
Oh,
yeah, no, he
that
like, thought he was
yeah.
like the next coming of Christ or something.
Oh gosh.
No, but I think it was like a 15-year-old video of like those parody videos where like we lip sync over like old Creed videos.
And then Nick was like, "Oh guys, this is really funny. We got to watch this."
That's impeccable.
Yeah,
he's
hilarious.
And there's comments on Radiohead.
Oh, yeah, he hates Radiohead.
Okay, yeah, I can kind of agree with that. Maybe they're a little bit overrated, for sure.
He also said Sonic Youth are pussies.
Oh, no.
Which is completely uncool.
Yeah.
His quote about Radiohead was, I'm so angsty.
I'm so angsty.
And he did it in that voice, too. It was great.
Like that voice.
That's great. I want to talk about the track Jazzing It Up at the Country Club on this thing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's a minute and 20 seconds, and it's a lot different to the other songs on here because it's much more non-verbal, and it's way faster and more hardcore-y. I'm thinking like Mandate, Ram Raid type shit. How tricky is it playing at that speed while maintaining it's kind of consistency there?
I'm just not consistent.
You sound very consistent. I think you don't give yourself enough credit, mate.
We were shit at that song for like a year.
Mm.
We've only just gotten it tight now, but like while we're still learning how to play actual hardcore, real hardcore, I guess we were.
That's why we never became a hardcore band, because we couldn't do it.
Yeah, I can't do any of that stuff. Like most people, they can do like the crazy stuff with their fingers, so they can do lightning speeds.
Mm.
I have to like tense up, and I just got to try and like. Flinch my body as fast as I can.
Mm.
It's like I'm playing Hypixel and I got a jitter click.
Or you need like those, what's those like muscle workout things? It's like the, you know, the vibrating like thing that you put on like your muscles, you know?
Oh, wait. Like
you think I know
electrodes?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of lost its impact now because a lot of people have seen us multiple times, and when we tell people to get their jazz hands out, they just know we're going to be playing hardcore next.
It used to be like subverting expectations.
Yeah, it used to be like, are they going to play jazz? But no, we play hardcore.
Well, I think it's like the intermission on the album. It's like, because it comes after like the title track, and it's like a really soft little,
thing. True.
It's comedic relief into loud, into followed by another song. Is also loud, and it's
followed by another song, which is really loud.
I'm
getting a theme here.
Maybe with the issue of people now knowing about the whole jazz thing being not jazz,
we could play it backwards. We could do the hardcore and then the jazz,
Or we got to go and do like a tour of like those venues where there's like old men,
like all the like town halls and like community halls. And stuff.
Barry Town Hall,
Barry Town. And get like bands that play like. Old rock and roll and like our old 50-year-old
yacht rock,
and they have no clue what they're going to expect.
They're
like, we're going to play some jazz for you guys.
That'd be awesome. Or you could like do an ambient thing as well. You can go the opposite way and go really slow.
Do some ballroom dancing.
20-minute post rock.
20-minute post rock at the country club.
Yeah, they'll love that.
That sounds like a treat. Now, you all are playing at Port Chalmers Pioneer Hall with Civil Talk this Sunday. Saturday, sorry. And there's an amped show on Sunday. Have you got any other shows on the horizon?
We're playing Dankfest Rangatahi Rumble on the 30th.
Nice.
We've got one that hasn't been announced yet in October, I think. We'll do, I don't know, after that. we'll probably play another gig after that, hopefully.
I'm hoping to rest a bit after this month. It's been a busy, busy month, SOG-wise.
Mm.
Actually, we are playing on Sunday as well for Amped.
Yeah,
we're playing Saturday and Sunday.
Mm.
Double header.
That's a big weekend.
Yeah.
That's a big weekend.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big weekend for SOG haters, too.
Yes, it is. And that goes out to every SOG hater. Please come to our shows.
Are there many SOG haters?
There are.
I hope so.
We painted, you know, on W Place?
No, let's not talk about W Place.
Yeah, they vandalized our artwork.
Oh, nee.
Yeah, we painted SOG on W Place, and it was called SOG Hater.
Yeah.
That was the account name.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we have to unmask this criminal.
We can dox him on this.
On breakfast.
If you don't like SOG, we'll dox you.
Brilliant stuff. I want to thank you all for coming on the program this morning and joining me for talking about this new album. All the best for the gigs in the future, and I can't wait to hear some new stuff.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I know when the new stuff will happen, but it will happen soon.
I hope so. Unless all these SOG haters get their way. Alrighty, folks. That was Ollie Kemet, Noel Hill, and Ruben Tulloch of SOG. We're talking to them about their new album, Kill Your Presses, which is out on Bandcamp. We're going to be playing the first track on the record called Watch It. So here is Watch It by SOG. We'll have the Rad Times Gig Guide at 8:45. Keep it locked. You're listening to The One.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.